call your animals. Now, you may or may not call them this way.
Well, I don't do much calling.
Try to do it the way that you do it, and then if you can, and then if you don't do it the way you can do it,
normally when I want to get up the cows, I go out in the pasture with a truck and blow the horn and holler, come on, and follow me. Normally when I want to get up the cows, I go out in the pasture with a truck and blow the horn and holler, come on, and follow me. And then come on, follow you, right on behind with you. Use one old truck that we feed them, and they usually expect something when you come in the pasture with it. Well, that was a good one.
Now, what would you say if there were, Okay, what about mules or horses? Do they them turn left or right when you're driving?
Gee and haw.
Okay,
so do it. Just say gee or haw. You have to talk to them kind of low, don't they? Walk you too fast.
Okay,
do you want them to go to the left? You say haw. To the right, gee. Well, we had an old horse we could whistle. Yes. And he'd come on to you.
What do you say to your horse?
Get up. Get up, Mike.
Okay, what do you say to make him stop? Okay, great note to tell you about this one.
Get up, Mike. Oh, Mike.
Now, your pigs. I know you've got some good dogs.
Oh, no. Willie feeds all the pigs. We just said, piggy.
I don't know how to get it.
He just called the pig. And then they usually hear you. They learn most anything. You can, I heard of an old fellow one time used to knock on the fence every time he fed his hogs. Fall in the air. Packer Woods got to pecking on an old dead tree up there. I like to run his hogs in there. Sure enough, they'll learn to most any kind of noise. They learn to come to your bucket rattling or your gate opening or something like that.
And he doesn't say something like
that? No, that's why you get out of your way. Say shoo, if they're in your way.